Welcome, everybody. Time for another episode of Asher Sales Sense. Brought to you by Asher Strategies, the only global sales training company that integrates leading sales methodologies and the latest neuroscience studies into a simple and repeatable 10-step process. With your host, the host who knows the most about all this, Kyla O'Connell, Senior Partner and Sales Facilitator at Asher Strategies. Hey, Kyla.
Thank you, Paul. Paul is our announcer for Asher Sales Sense. Our guest today is Fred Diamond, and the title of our show is The Top 5 Things Sales Pros Must Be Doing to Be Successful Today. During the program, we'll discuss what Fred has learned over the years as the co-founder of the Institute for Excellence in Sales, or IES. Fred is the president of IES and has had the unique opportunity to hear many of the most elite thought leaders in the country on sales, sales leadership, marketing, and client services. We are very excited you're with us today, Fred. Welcome.
Hi, Kyla. How's it going? Glad to be talking to you.
Yes, it's going great here. Thank you. So I can't wait to hear what inspired you to start the Institute for Sales for Excellence in Sales. But first, can you give me a snapshot of your background in sales?
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to say I'm thrilled to be here as well. So thank you so much for having me on your podcast. Excited to be here. You know, most of my career has actually been in support of corporate sales as a marketing executive at companies such as Apple Computer and Compaq. I spent a couple of years in a large software company called CompuWare doing international product marketing, working with the sales team, and worked with a couple of startups. I then went on my own as a marketing consultant, as an outsourced chief marketing officer and product marketing strategy. Along the way, Microsoft was my largest client. But as a marketing consultant, I was really known for my affinity to the sales process. And my motto was marketing that doesn't lead to revenue reward is a huge waste of time, resonated with a lot of customers. As a matter of fact, people still come up to me today and say, oh yeah, you're the guy that said marketing that doesn't lead to revenue reward. So basically, even though most of my career has been on the marketing side or corporate development, I've always known that it's been about sales. We then started the Institute for Excellence in Sales, and we'll talk about that in a little bit, but in a very, very short time, we've had the opportunity to bring some of the world's best sales speakers, authors, and trainers to the DC area and around the country. We've also been able to create great programs for women in sales, young professionals in sales, sales teams, and their leaders.
Excellent. Now, I totally understand the concept of marketing that doesn't produce qualified leads for salespeople to follow up on is a waste. But a lot of times marketing departments know this, but then don't know which activities are driving revenue and which aren't. So it's wonderful that you've been able to fine tune that process.
So, just real briefly, I've created so many marketing programs in my career. And luckily for the people listening out there, when you're a marketing executive for a company like Apple or Compaq, where you have millions of dollars to spend, you know, you get a little bit lazy until you then begin realizing that every dollar is critical and that you don't have the time that you used to have to acquire customers and to accelerate the sales process. So Marketers listening out there, whenever I get requests to coach marketing professionals or to work with them, I always say the same thing. I always say you need to understand the sales process intimately. You need to understand where your buyers, what process they go through, how they make decisions, how they budget. And if you understand that as a marketing professional, I know we're going to be talking about sales, but if you understand that as a marketing professional, and I mean really, really understand that, you can provide so much more value for your company.
So, Fred, what inspired you to start the IES, or the Institute for Excellence in Sales?
So, like I mentioned, in 2002, after working for a couple of pre-IPO opportunities that ran their course, I went to work for myself as an outsourced chief marketing officer. Along the way, Microsoft became a client, and that was great. I had probably about 150 clients over a 10-year period. I began to realize that even though they were hiring me as an outsourced chief marketing officer or to help with product go-to-market strategies, the real reason I was getting hired is because the sales leaders were struggling. And one of the reasons why they believed they were struggling was because the marketing organization wasn't supporting them the way they felt that they needed to be supported to be successful. So I originally created the Institute for Excellence in Sales as a lead generation vehicle for my own consulting business. And that was pretty much it. I said, you know what, as a marketing strategy for Diamond Strategic Marketing, I needed to get sales VPs in the room or sales leaders or sales professionals who were struggling, as you know, because Asher's been a sponsor of the IES for many years. It's taken off into something of its own. It's been a tremendous experience.
Yes, it's been a joy to be a part of it and watch it grow. And I've met so many wonderful professionals in the DC and Northern Virginia area because of it. So for that, I'm very grateful. What types of members do you attract to the Institute, and why do you think they're attracted? What's making them come to these events and helping the Institute grow?
Right. So there's a couple pieces of the Institute. We're a member organization. We are based in DC, the Northern Virginia DC region. It's the sixth largest MSA in the country, although we have members all around the country. We also have a sales speaker bureau and a sales training referral service. So people come to us looking for sales speakers and recommendations on who to use for sales training based on where they are. And we do a lot of work to understand who the great training providers are. As you know, we also have a podcast called the Sales Game Changers podcast, where we interview sales leaders. So the people who are most attracted to us are sales leaders, sales VPs at business to business or enterprise companies. The reason why it seems that they're joining the Institute or becoming members of the Institute or participating in our programs is because the big challenge that they're facing today, the number one challenge, is hiring, motivating, retaining, and elevating top-tier talent. Every sales VP at 10-person startup through companies like Intel, Red Hat, Microsoft, they were all members of the Institute. They all have that challenge. How do you retain, motivate, and elevate top-tier talent? And through our programs that we do, we help them do that.
Great. Yes, you've had the opportunity, just like all the members of the IES, to hear some of the most sought-after and elite thought leaders on sales in this country. What were some of your favorite moments from those presentations and speaking events that have stuck with you?
Yeah, that's great. So we've been lucky. We've had some of the most well-known and fantastic sales speakers and authors in the country. Neil Rackham, the guy mm-hmm. who wrote Spin Selling, you know, one of the fathers of consultative selling, he actually was our second speaker, and he has spoken at the Institute three times over the years. I got the opportunity to spend some quality time with Neil over the years. And if anyone listening, and hopefully a lot of people listening, are in the consultative sales approach, you know, enterprise, B2B, where you need to ask the right questions, understand the challenges your customers are going through. Neil was one of the people who invented this back in the 80s. John Asher, actually, from your company, and the work that he's doing with neuroscience. You also have been a great speaker. Jeb Blunt and Anthony Iorino have published two of the largest selling sales books. Jeb published Fanatical Prospecting, and Anthony, of course, published The Lost Art of Closing. They graced the IES stage right before both books came out. Jeb and Anthony on the same day, actually. Of course, Fanatical Prospecting and The Lost Art of Closing are two of the biggest selling sales books of all time. And those guys are good friends of the Institute. Jill Conrath, who wrote Selling to Big Companies and Agile Selling, has been a speaker. She's probably the most well-known woman in sales speaker. The guys who wrote The Challenger Sale, Matt Dixon and Brent Adamson, have both spoken at the Institute a number of times. And we've also had some other speakers that aren't as well-known, but have had very, very powerful, impactful messages. Colleen Francis, she's from Canada. She wrote a book called Nonstop Sales Boom, which I think is one of the best books on sales that I've read. Bill Gates, not Bill Gates, but Bill Gates. He's the referral coach. And we have a big award event every year. He was the keynote speaker at the event we just had in the spring of 2018. And he was absolutely phenomenal. Every speaker we've had for the last 3 to 4 years has been hitting home runs every month at the Institute.
Yes, I know, just as being a member, it's awarded me the opportunity to meet some of these authors, and I've read all of their books. I've met these authors in person, and I've had the opportunity to speak to them briefly. It has given me a lot of credibility, so I appreciate that from that perspective as well.
Well, you know what's interesting? So for the last, we do a lot of things, again, with our speaker bureau, and we get asked by a lot of organizations and companies to provide them speakers and training referrals. But every month, we've brought a great sales speaker and author to the DC region. And there's a whole bunch of things that I've learned after sitting in the room every month with these people who are committed to excellence in the sales process. But the one thing that occurred to me a couple of years in was that all of these great authors and speakers, they're really committed to the sales professional. Not necessarily the profession, but the sales professional. They're really committed to the sales professional optimizing their career, becoming excellent in the various stages of the sales process, truly becoming valuable to their customers. And, you know, a guy like Neil Rackham, who's devoted his career, John Asher, who's devoted the second part of his career, Tom Snyder, a man who's a fantastic speaker, wrote a couple great books published by McGraw-Hill. They're all committed to the sales leader, the sales team, really optimizing their career as professionals and truly providing value to the customers that they serve.
Two 200 correlation studies show that natural aptitude is the most significant factor in predicting sales success. That's right. Asher's Advanced Personality Questionnaire, the APQ, consistently identifies peak performers in outside sales, inside sales, sales management, customer support, and 17 other business positions. If all that sounds appealing and you want to learn more, you can go to asherstrategies.com today to learn more or call 866-833-9941. That's Asher Strategies at 866-833-9941. Now back to Kyla and the continuing discussion here today.
Fred, what do you think, after hearing all of these wonderful speakers and authors, what do you think the top five things sales pros must be doing to be successful today?
Wow, that's a great question. Five things. Okay. Let's narrow it down to five. Number one, now, sales has always been about providing value, creating value. But now, more than ever, sales professionals who are going to be successful truly need to provide value like never before. We know this a lot because of the internet and social media and meetup groups and access to peers. Customers aren't necessarily looking for sales professionals for education the way that they used to. Yeah, one of my speakers referred to salespeople as walking brochures. Well, a customer could just go on to Google or the internet anywhere and type in, top five data analytical software. And, they get a million pages, if you will. So the customer isn't quite convinced that they need a salesperson to come in and explain what they can find up on the internet. So more than ever, you need to truly, truly provide the value. And number two is in line with that is the sales professionals that are really, really knocking out of the park right now truly understand their customers' challenges. Not necessarily, here's our tool, here's our solution, how it can help you, but truly understanding their customers' challenges. What are they dealing with? What are the big industry challenges that are happening? And understanding it, not faking it, something, I just read an article and sending a note or something, but really immersing themselves in the customer's business so they can provide true value. And with the internet, there's thousands of ways to do that, and having the natural curiosity will definitely help. I think they need to become excellent as sales professionals. Sales, one question we ask is, is sales harder or easier than it's ever been before? I think it's getting harder for some of the reasons that we just discussed. So I think they need to truly become excellent as professionals. Fourth thing is I think they need to become committed to the profession. What that means is you'd be surprised at how many salespeople we find out practice their pitch in front of the customer. Imagine if you're like a professional, if you're a professional basketball player, or baseball player, or any sport, you've practiced for tens of thousands of hours before you get into the game. It's amazing. I know you train thousands of salespeople over your career, tens of thousands probably, and they don't spend the time working on their communication of their value proposition. They don't spend as much time role-playing. They don't spend as much time studying sales profession, the process. It's just amazing how many practice in front of the customer. And I would say the fifth thing, and again, we could probably talk about this for a couple hours, they need to understand the customer's buying process. It's changed and it's evolved. And I'm always amazed especially with some of the younger sales professionals, Kyla, that you and I deal with, who really don't understand what's happening on the customer side. Mm-hmm. You and I chuckle about this. A lot of the younger sales professionals are on the phone. You know, inside sales, of course, has grown tremendously. A lot of the young people in their careers are not going out in the field like they used to. So they have to get people on the phone. You know, they may make 50 phone calls in a day and get through to one or two people. So they celebrate, you know, the fact that they even got somebody on the phone. They'll put it into Salesforce or their CRM as a 50% possibility just because they engaged in a conversation without even understanding, you know, that there's 6.2 people or seven people who have to be involved. And maybe it's a year-long buying process and that. So I would say those things. But number one, it starts off with you need to truly, truly figure out how you can bring value more than ever to your customer.
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely the power of information is certainly in the customer's hands today. That's for sure. I would just like to comment on your last item there, understanding the customer's buying process. I mean, I totally agree with that. But I would also expand on just in writing and communicating to customers and prospects from the perspective of the customer rather than the perspective of the salesperson. And I see that's another area where some of the people who haven't really acquired those elite skills yet are still writing from the perspective of I want or I would like instead of really understanding the buyer's experience and what they need and what they're looking for and their buying process. And it totally changes the whole dynamic of the relationship when they can do that. So those are five great items that people can focus on, and thank you for sharing them. So going back to the IES for a second, what are you most proud of that the IES has accomplished?
We've created this out of scratch. We originally created it because Fred Diamond, I needed to get more leads for my marketing consulting business. We've become the de facto trusted partner for sales leaders for training services, programs and speakers. And we don't do the training. We bring in companies like Asher Strategies and other companies that we have vetted. So we've spent time, as you know, with John and you and Dave Potts and the rest of the team, understanding, you know, what is Asher really good at? What is the true value that you all provide? You know, we've done that with close to 100 sales training entities so that we can help our customer, the sales leader, save his or her time to market by bringing in the right partner for maybe it's a one-day thing or a speaking engagement or a long-term process. The other thing that I'm very proud of is we've created some amazing relationships with members and sponsors. So just to give you an idea, we have a lot of smaller companies with sales teams of five people as members, but we have some larger companies that are involved, Amazon Web Services, Red Hat, Microsoft, ADP, Capital One. They've all participated in our programs. Intel just became a sponsor. You know, we've had some tremendous companies. VMware has participated. Marriott, Kimpton Hotels, Hilton, MGM have all participated at some levels at our programs. And just, you know, the relationships that we've built, you know, to help the sales leader become more successful. I have to remind myself of all these great people that we have associated with what we're doing. It's been a lot of fun thinking about that, working with them.
Kyla and Dave?
We've been speaking with Fred Diamond from the Institute for Excellence in Sales on the top five things sales pros must be doing to be successful today. Fred, we have a couple of minutes left. Any last thoughts?
Yeah, my first thought is this has gone really fast. So good job to you. It's always fun talking to you. Yeah, I mean, I would just focus on just getting better as a sales professional, treating the profession, you know, treating yourself as a professional. And if you're a professional, what should you be doing? You know, you need to read. I mean, people will say, oh, read books, listen to podcasts. Your podcast is off to a great start. My podcast is called the Sales Game Changers Podcast. You know, we've done 100 interviews of sales leaders. They give great tips. They give great ideas on things you should be doing to sharpen your saw, how to stay balanced, how to really get the most, how to provide the most value for your customers. Yeah, we also provide programs. Look for groups that you can grow with. You know, a lot of times a good sales professional will obviously spend time with their customer. And that's really where you want to be. But also think about creating mastermind groups or, you know, maybe not lead share, but business development groups with like-minded peers. You know, we started the Young Professionals in Sales program at the Institute, and it's all about building the network. It's all about building a network of salespeople, because you're going to have those relationships if you're successful for 15, 20, 30 years. Last thing I want to talk about, Kyle, is we also just introduced the Institute for Excellence. It's called Leadership Forum. We're kicking it off in November. You're going to be a part of that. I'm very excited.
Yes, I'm speaking on my birthday.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
Where are you going to be? I'm just kidding.
No.
We're going to bring together a cohort of about 25 to 30 young women with leadership aspirations, and we're going to take them through a four-month process with some tremendous trainers and coaches. And we're very, very excited. We launched a Women in Sales program 3 years ago, and it's continued to evolve and grow. And, you know, yeah, it's one of the things that we're proud of. It's evolved to launching the Leadership Forum, which we're very, very excited
about. Yes, I'm very excited about that as well. So, Fred, how can you be reached?
The best way is just through LinkedIn. Fred Diamond, F-R-E-D, space, Diamond, D-I-A-M-O-N-D. Your guests are welcome to go to the salesgamechangerspodcast.com. That's the podcast website. And the Institute for Excellence in Sales, our website is the letter I, the number 4, ESBD, I-4-E-S-B-D.
Wonderful. Fred, thank you so much for joining us today. I really enjoyed this. And I look forward to seeing you at the next meeting.
Thanks. It's been great having Asher as a partner. And I hope that thousands of people listen to this particular episode.
Me too. Paul, over to you.
That's going to wrap it up for another edition of Asher Sales Sense, right here in the Funnel Radio Network for at-work listeners like you.